Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, Brother Earnshaw will be asking, why are lodges consecrated? Over to you.
Thank you. I was thinking about this recently because the Grand Lodge of Japan has had to move. It's being knocked down and it'll be another 4 years until the building is completed. And we are currently renting some space nearby, and we started with a consecration ceremony. Well, Freemasonry is not a religion, but using the word consecration suggests that it is. And we see this in America a lot, for example, in Hawaii and also Corning, New York, among other places. The Scottish Rite Temple is called a cathedral. Well, the dictionary tells us that a cathedral is a Christian church building where a bishop has his official seat, because the Latin for seat is cathedra, and therefore cathedral. Right. And of course, the buildings tend to be large and imposing, and they're often important historically in architecture. Well, then to look at the word consecrate in the dictionary, it says to make or declare sacred, set apart or dedicate to the service of a deity, to consecrate a new church building, the act or process of officially making something holy and able to be used for religious ceremonies. Yeah. The second reference in the dictionary is to make something an object of honor or veneration. And underneath it gives the Latin, which is consecrare. Secrare means to devote. So, of course, when in doubt, I always check my Mackie. And Mackie says, although Freemasonry is not a religion, the practice of consecrating a new lodge makes a statement that a lodge is something special and that its commencement is not a frivolous undertaking. The ceremony, utilizing corn, oil, salt, and wine, infers a request to the Most High to accept the offering of the elements to protect the lodge being consecrated and to offer his guidance in the actions within the lodge. Yeah, but it still sounds a little bit religious to me. Mm. I did a bit more digging around, and I found a quote from Thomas Hobbes in his book, The Leviathan, where he describes the word consecration. It separates from common use. That sounds a little bit closer to what I'm looking for. I would rather the brethren called it a ceremony to dedicate the building to the holy saints, John, because this would bring it in line with medieval guilds and their patron saints. And it also kind of takes away the religious overtones.
Yes.
What do you think, Brother Evan?
Well, yes, we must explain the difference between a consecration and an anointing.
Yes. Yes,
which is often confused, but yes, consecratum. I think Thomas Hobbes is a very good reference as well, because he would have been one of the turn of the century writers that would have influenced this sort of thinking on Freemasonry, the intellectual zeitgeist at the time. So yes, it's good.
But it separates the building from common use.
Yes, that's true.
That's straight. But still, the word. I mean, you know, I also worry that, as I mentioned a bit earlier, that how the Scottish Rite in Japan, we call it a temple, but other places call it a cathedral. And, you know, like we separate it, church and state, I think we also should emphasize we separate church and Freemasonry as well.
Well, that's true. We must
even though we have prayers and we have a chaplain, but it doesn't make us a church.
No. I suppose that would make it denominational if we were to.
Yes.
Make it too specific.
Mm. Yeah, and then there'd be all sorts of fights going on.
Yeah. Yes. About who's wearing up what hat?
Yes.
I got a different color hat to you. But yes, consecration, it's very much turning it into a sacred space. This is not common usage. This is not something where you couldn't just hold it in your living room. This is a special place, a special space for particular activities.
But I don't personally, I seem to remember in the Bible, Christ saying when three or more people are joined, they can communicate to me, or words to that effect. So if you were at your own home around a table and there were four of you, I don't see, you need five people, but if you had five of you, don't see why you can't open a lodge.
Why not?
And it's not consecrated.
Interesting.
It's because it goes back to what's the purpose of Freemasonry? Mm. It's not a religious thing. We call for the how did he use it? The word Most High. We call on the Most High to give blessings to our conclave. It's not a conclave. Our meeting and protect us inside and outside the lodge. But that's as far as it goes.
I wonder how you would consecrate the lodge in the box we talked about a few episodes ago.
True, and I doubt it has been done. I should look into that. But yes, so that seems I think their feeling is that it's only a temporary situation, so perhaps there's no consecration necessary. Mm. So yeah, so it just raises all these sort of questions. If we're all of the same mind, I think that's all we need.
Talking of which, if you do have any questions, you can email us on the link below.
Exactly.
I think we'll call time on that one. Thank you for that, Chris. That was great. If you have any questions, please email on the link below. As we've just mentioned, we now part on the square and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.